You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 best place to work for financial advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm your host, Keith Ellis, along with Matthew Peck, and we thank you for joining us today. And if you've been tuning in over the last few weeks, or really since the beginning of the year, we've been really honing in on each portion of what we call our retirement roadmap. We started with income, took a deep dive there over the beginning of January, then progressed into different thoughts around investments, investment strategy towards the end of January. And last week, we took a deep dive into, or a high-level dive, rather, into legacy planning, or what we call estate planning. And this week, we want to take a more in-depth look at particular strategies and particular thoughts around estate planning. And the reason being is, Matt, I'm not sure if you have, but I've been approached by a lot of clients concerned that we're going to see some changes in the federal estate tax. Now, we know that is scheduled to change anyways, 1/1/2026, but many folks are hearing that could happen, earlier. And there is whispers in Washington that they do want to make some adjustments to the federal estate tax and lower that threshold. So then obviously if they lower the threshold, more of your estate becomes taxable. So we really want to spend some time on some strategies around this to help you all prepare, God forbid this were to happen or when this does happen in 2026. Now, one of the strategies that we employ quite a bit for our higher net worth clients are things like irrevocable trusts, and more specifically, ILITs, which is an irrevocable life insurance trust. So I'm going to kick it over to Matt. And Matt, thank you for joining us first, and how you doing? But second of all, tell us why ILITs are an important part of the strategy. Tell us why they fit into an estate plan, and tell us, more or less, from a net worth standpoint, when should you really consider at least looking at and understanding ILITs?
Well, no, absolutely, Keith. And let me kind of go back to a couple of different things that you talked about and kind of really do my best to put a bow on it. The first thing is in regards to sort of what's happening, administration wise and what's happening down in Washington, D.C. I think oftentimes people, when they think about like, oh, taxes are going up, they think, rightly so, but they kind of focus on income taxes. They think, income taxes are going to go up. But there's all different forms of taxes, because you mentioned like the federal estate tax, and we'll be talking about that, as you said, about the ILIT strategy that we use and that many advisors use. But when they talk about taxes going up, I mean, you have to focus on this because it does affect income taxes. So it does affect Roths and IRAs and 401ks. It affects corporate taxes, which are going to, potentially, have impact on company earnings, which impacts the market. And then also, as specifically as we're talking about, is the estate tax. So when they say taxes go up, it could happen in any of these different areas, which people need to be aware of to see kind of where it affects them personally and what steps that they need to take. because I think that's the other point that people, because we'll be focusing on the estate tax, both federal and state or Massachusetts estate tax, because I think a lot of people think like, oh, well, the federal, during the Trump tax cuts, the federal went up to like 22 million. So people are like, I don't need to worry about this. Well, it's like, well, hey, guess what? New administration. Now you might need to think about it depending on where they lower it. Because I'm sure you've heard about COVID, and I'm sure you've heard about all the spending that we've done, and we got to pay the bill somehow.
Absolutely.
So you have that aspect of it. And then on a lower level here in Massachusetts, it's like, I don't have that much money. I'm not going to get caught in the estate tax. Why do I need to worry about that? Well, here in Massachusetts, for a single individual, the threshold where it becomes a taxable estate is $1 million. So
it's interesting. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to finish my point. My point, Keith, is that people listening, you might be thinking like, I'm okay. I don't need to worry about this stuff. But you really do. You really need to learn about how it affects you and learn about some of these strategies.
Yeah, and Massachusetts is actually a progressive tax. So the more money you have, the more money they want, and they do go backwards. So once your estate hits $1 million. And maybe you can elaborate on this as well, they retroactively go back to $1 and look at the whole estate rather than, from that $1 million forward, right?
No, absolutely. That's, as you're saying, so here we are in Massachusetts, and so unlike the federal, let's say currently, about $11 million, how the federal one works is if you're over 11 million, if you're a dollar over 11 million, $11.1, then that $1 gets taxed. But here in Massachusetts, if you're $1 million and $1, it becomes retroactive all the way back to dollar number one. And the other thing I was going to add to that too. So absolutely what you're saying is accurate. But also what blows my mind, Keith, and we always talk about this during our workshops when we could do our workshops, is about how, it hasn't changed. I mean, you mentioned progressive and you're absolutely right. Like it's a progressive tax where the more you make, the more you have to pay, or the more you die with, the more you have to pay, all the way back to dollar one, as we're just talking about. But they haven't changed that $1 million threshold since 2003. I mean, think of all that's happened since 2003, and it's still $1 million here in the Commonwealth.
Yes, think about it. If you have a term policy for $1 million, $2 million, or a term policy and a 401k or a home, and something, God forbid, were to happen to you, you could be caught up. It's as simple as that, to be caught up in this Massachusetts death tax, or be part of, or have some of that be taxable. So it's really important to understand, one, where you are, right? How, take a look at your whole situation. That's what we do here at SHP Financial. It's most folks focus on investments. We want to look at the whole picture, because guess what? All of these things intertwine. There's strategies that need to be employed on all facets of retirement. So first is understand where you are. Then second is start to look at strategies that you can deploy, or look in the future at strategies that you might need to deploy, so that you can get an understanding of them, so you know how they work, and that you have the right strategy that's right for you, and more importantly, your family or the charity or whoever it is that you want your money to go to. So it's so important to understand these things.
No, well, that's the thing I was going to say, right? You just brought up the fact that term life is becomes caught up in estate taxes. And I don't blame people, because people sometimes will think like, oh, life insurance, it's not a taxable event. It's like, well, not income tax wise, but it might, but the net, the tax man's going to get you over here. So when it comes to the death tax or the estate tax. And so that's the thing you need to understand, because it's all interrelated. And when they talk about taxes going up and changes to your legacy and estate plan, you need to understand how it affects you personally, because they're going to write these laws and they don't know how it affects Keith Ellis personally, but you need to understand.
So the basics, what we did is we created a webinar or like an educational series, and it's on our website, shpfinancial.com. You go there, you go to workshops and webinars. And really what we wanted to do is we wanted to put out some pertinent information to get the basics out there, as well as some individualized strategies. So if you go to the website, shpfinancial.com, if you want more information on this. When we get back from the break, we're going to dive deeper into a particular strategy called an islet. Look forward to talking to you after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. Just want to give you a quick recap of our previous segment. So Matt and I took a deep dive into the Massachusetts estate tax and helping folks understand what the Massachusetts estate tax is and the impact it can have. Now, like I said, we had a workshop webinar section on our website, shpfinancial.com. And there we want to, you know, offer you the opportunity to go and learn more about, you know, the Massachusetts estate tax, estate planning in general, high level strategies and more intricate strategies. So you can get yourself some education at that point on our website. So it's shpfinancial.com, shpfinancial.com. And the tab is workshops and webinars. Just go there. There's quite a bit of information, but there are specifics dedicated to estate planning tactics. So one of the things we definitely wanted to address on today's show is one of the five areas of our retirement roadmap. So we talk about income planning, investment planning, tax planning, which is huge, and that's where we just spent some time, as well as estate planning and then healthcare planning. Now, under each one of those quote unquote categories, which, you know, generalizes it, I think, a little bit, is more in-depth strategies. And one of the in-depth strategies that we use quite a bit to, you know, combat the Massachusetts estate tax or Massachusetts death tax, but also what we think is going to be happening in the future with the federal estate tax and federal death tax is a strategy called an islet or an irrevocable life insurance trust. Now, you can hold life insurance in there, not, but, you know, that's technically the term if you are going to have life insurance in this strategy. But it is a very compelling strategy, and it is a very highly used strategy for folks of higher net worth, again, to combat these two eventual taxes if their estate lies in the strike zone, I guess, you know, depending on where the federal estate tax lies. So we're joined here by Matthew Peck from SHP Financial, as well as myself, Keith Ellis. And Matt, you know, islets, we do quite a bit of them here. We educate our clients on them. We want to make sure that they understand the strategy, understand where it fits into their overall plan. You know, they have their income plan, they have their investment strategy, they have their basic estate plan. Now we've taken it to that next level. Why are islets so compelling, and why do they work so well?
No, great question, Keith. And just to go back to what you just said right there, you know, they have their basic estate plan in place. So if folks remember, if they're listening to our series, and certainly they can get, you know, past episode on our podcasts, you know, Attorney McManus mentioned, you know, the basic block and tackle of having a revocable trust, you know, where revocable trust can help minimize some of these taxes and you still retain control. But there's the key word, you know, the fact that a revocable trust does a lot of it, but things can still be caught in the Massachusetts estate tax because there's still, the technical term is called incidence of ownership, but you still have some control over that asset, which means it might get caught in that net. So then we bring in the I in the islet, which is the irrevocable trust. Now, when you have an irrevocable trust, there are many different types of them, and that's why we work with attorneys to execute these. The good and the bad, the good news is that whatever goes into that irrevocable trust is now entirely out of your estate. So now it's no longer subject to estate taxes, both on a federal and a state level. Now, the bad news is that you have a little bit less control. So there's plenty of fine print, plenty of devil in the details, as they say. But just to stay high level, anything that goes in is free and clear of estate taxes. And so then it says, okay, well, what should I put into an irrevocable trust? Well, as I said, whatever goes in, you sort of have a little bit less control over. Okay, so, and then you also have to be aware of different, you know, whether we're gifting and there's other things to think about. So what a lot of people do is that they will put into an irrevocable trust up to the gifting minimum. And as most folks know or may not know, the gifting minimum is about $15,000 per spouse. So let's say, you know, myself and my wife, Diana, we do an irrevocable trust. I can put in $15,000 and she can put in $15,000. So now we both put in $30,000 into this trust. Okay, well, great. So all we did right now is we put $30,000 into a trust. We lowered our estate, but now the trust, now this irrevocable trust only has $30,000 in it. So, all right, well, how do I get the most bang for my buck? How do I kind of leverage this $30,000 gift that Diana and I just did to maximize the most that we leave behind? So that we build up this trust into, you know, as big as possible. Well, what's the normal system of doing pennies to the dollar? You know, where can I take a couple pennies and turn into a dollar? That's the LI. That's the LI in the islet. That's the life insurance part of it. Where now we're taking this $30,000 gift, you know, which is completely, you know, don't need to file any more extra tax forms or anything like that. And now this $30,000 is purchasing life insurance, where, again, everyone's situation is different. So I'm just going to, you know, throw out a random number. But let's just say that $30,000 then buys $1 million or $2 million worth of insurance. Now my $30,000 is now suddenly $1 million. And that $1 million is now out of the estate. That $1 million is now goes to our heirs and beneficiaries completely tax-free. Income tax-free because it's life insurance, estate tax-free because it's in an irrevocable trust. And so the beneficiaries and the heirs of this, they can do whatever they want to do with it. Sometimes they'll use it for education. Sometimes they'll use that $1 million to help offset and to pay some of the estate tax that's still going to be present because we didn't have everything into the irrevocable trust. So I'm trying to stay kind of high level in regards to how it works. There's obviously plenty of information. You know, Keith, you mentioned our webinars, and that's why we sit down and walk people through these. But it's a great combination of legacy planning, tax planning, insurance, you know, bringing insurance and bringing as many instruments and tools at our disposal as possible. And it is has been used for a long period of time, as you were saying. And it's just to go back and to finish that point, to go back to our last segment, a lot of people need to consider this. I mean, a lot of people are going to get caught in this tax net here in the Commonwealth and potentially on a federal level that you might think like, oh, I'm, you know, I don't have enough to consider these kind of complex strategies. Well, you might want to think again.
Good one. Exactly, Matt. I think the key thing that, you know, in that example that you just gave is that word that you used, and we use it quite a bit, is leverage. You know, how can you take what you've amassed, which is probably, you know, in most cases, if we're talking islets, a pretty good position that you're in, and even make it better, in our opinion. You know, leverage what you've created to now take that next step in regards to strategic planning and potentially, you know, take pennies and turn them into dollars, like you said, and that's called leverage. So again, you know, we want to offer the opportunity for folks to either come in, sit with us, you know, go to shpfinancial.com, schedule a time to come in and sit with us if you're interested in learning more about the strategy. But I think even, you know, what could be a little bit easier to help you learn about this strategy is, again, shpfinancial.com, workshops and webinars. There's a ton of information there for you. after the break, our retirement roadmap recap.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. Just in time for our Retirement Roadmap recap here at SHP Financial, Keith Ellis along with Matthew Peck, two of the co-founders and managers at SHP Financial. Today we spent a lot of time, especially that last segment we just did about in-depth strategies when it comes to looking at your estate, protecting your wealth against potential taxation, whether it's on the federal level or whether it's on the state level. And, you know, the state level is really the easier threshold to cross. And one of the strategies we talked about was an ILIT, or just starting to plan strategically to gift things or remove things from your estate to control the value of your estate to prevent taxation. So again, if this is something that, you know, kind of that spikes your interest and you want to learn a little bit more about this and where it can potentially fit, maybe you have an estate plan, you just need it reviewed. Maybe you have a base estate plan and you need to add to it. We have attorneys on our team, or, you know, that we work with, I should say, one in Woburn and one down here on the Cape and in Plymouth, that can really roll up their sleeves along with us to help you understand, one, if this even makes sense for you. It might not even make sense. Two, if it does make sense, where does it fit and what's the best strategy? So again, first thing is to get educated. How you get educated is maybe come in and visit with us or go to our website, shpfinancial.com. Again, we have that workshops and webinar tab. It's an easy way to start to get educated on a lot of this stuff. So thanks again for joining us, Matt. Now we're going to jump over to the Retirement Roadmap Recap. Really what it is, it's our big two takeaways from today's show. So I'm going to kick it over to Matt. Matt, what's your big takeaway today?
My big takeaway is just, I want everyone really to remember how just interconnected all of these things really are. And just the importance, I know we say it a lot, but just the importance of having a comprehensive plan and just a comprehensive advisor, you know, or a firm that looks at all of these different things. Because I can just imagine, you know, whether you're listening, wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on radio or podcast or whatever that may be, you know, you might be thinking, gosh, this strategy just sounds complex, sounds like it's, you know, not for me, or it sounds like I don't even need to worry about that. I mean, all of these things are affecting us, you know, whether it's taxes or whether it's, you know, what happens, you know, when it goes to the next generation. Things are changing, you know, very fast. And if you don't have someone that's looking out, you know, on your behalf, you know, employing all these different ideas and all these different strategies and making sure that you're not missing any opportunities. I mean, that's really just what you need, because it's just all interrelated. You know, when you retire is going to be related to how much you leave behind, you know, which is what taxes are going to hit you the most. And so these are just all areas. They're all interrelated. So you need to make sure that you have somebody that understands all of that on your behalf.
Matt, honestly, I don't know if I could top that, because that was going to be my takeaway, or some variation of that was going to be my takeaway as well. I guess what I would say is, you know, we talk about this each and every week, you know, you need a retirement roadmap or something like it, right? You need an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, a legacy plan. We talk about those high level pieces, but like really within each of those pieces, like Matt was saying, there's a lot that goes into each one of those. You know, today, you know, estate planning, the Massachusetts death tax, how to set up a trust, wills, healthcare proxies, power of attorneys, HIPAA forms, you know, and in this case, as you start to build wealth, other strategies that you layer on top of that estate plan, you know, like ILITs or irrevocable trusts or gifting, that's just one small piece of everything that we do that goes into each of the plans that we create. Because like Matt said, you know, really what we try to do for each of the family we work with is look in, is try to leave no stone unturned. You know, we want to take a look at the landscape, whether it's legislative or whether it's taxes or whatever it is, to try to see if there's ways that we, that our clients can protect themselves, benefit from whatever it is. That's our job, you know, roll up the sleeves, get to work, and really put forth 2 to 3, 4 or 5 different strategies that can help benefit, you know, from where you are today to where you can go. So again, we thank you for joining us here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. We look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm your host, Keith Ellis, along with Matthew Peck. And we thank you for joining us today. And if you've been tuning in over the last few weeks, or really since the beginning of the year, we've been really honing in on each portion of what we call our retirement roadmap. We started with income, took a deep dive there over the beginning of January, then progressed into different thoughts around investments, investment strategy towards the end of January. And last week, we took a deep dive into, or a high-level dive, rather, into legacy planning, or what we call estate planning. And this week, we want to take a more, you know, in-depth look at particular strategies and particular thoughts around estate planning. And the reason being is, you know, actually, Matt, I'm not sure if you have, but I've been approached by a lot of clients concerned that we're going to see some changes in the federal estate tax. Now, we know that is scheduled to change anyways, 1/1/2026, but many folks are hearing that could happen, you know, earlier, and there is whispers in Washington that they do want to make some adjustments to the federal estate tax and lower that threshold. So then obviously if they lower the threshold, more of your estate becomes taxable. So we really want to spend some time on some strategies around this to help you all prepare, God forbid this were to happen or when this does happen in 2026. Now, one of the strategies that we employ quite a bit for our higher net worth clients are things like irrevocable trusts, and more specifically, ILITs, which is an irrevocable life insurance trust. So I'm going to kick it over to Matt. And Matt, you know, thank you for joining us first, and how you doing? But second of all, tell us why ILITs are an important part of the strategy. Tell us why they fit into an estate plan, and tell us, you know, more or less from a net worth standpoint, when should you really consider at least looking at and understanding ILITs?
Well, no, absolutely, Keith. And let me kind of go back to a couple different things that you talked about and kind of really, you know, do my best to put a bow on it. You know, the first thing is in regards to sort of what's happening, you know, administration-wise and you know, what's happening down in Washington, D.C. I think oftentimes people, when they think about like, oh, taxes are going up, You know, they think, rightly so, but they kind of focus on income taxes. They think, you know, income taxes are going to go up. But there's all different forms of taxes, you know, because you mentioned like the federal estate tax, and we'll be talking about that, as you said, about the islet strategy that we use and that you know, many advisors use. But when they talk about taxes going up, I mean, you have to focus on this because it does affect income taxes. So it does affect Roths and IRAs and 401ks. It affects corporate taxes, which are going to, you know, potentially, you know, have impact on company earnings, which impacts the market. And then also, as specifically as we're talking about, is the estate tax. So when they say taxes go up, it could happen in any of these different areas, which people need to be aware of to see kind of where it affects them personally and what steps that they need to take. Because I think that's the other point that people, because we'll be focusing on the estate tax, both federal and state, or Massachusetts estate tax. Because I think a lot of people think like, oh, well, the federal, during the Trump tax cuts, the federal went up to like 22 million. So people are like, I don't need to worry about this. Well, it's like, well, hey, guess what? New administration. Now you might need to think about it depending on where they lower it, because I'm sure you've heard about COVID, and I'm sure you've heard about all the spending that we've done, and we got to pay the bill somehow.
Absolutely.
You know, so you have that aspect of it. And then on a lower level here in Massachusetts, it's like, oh, I don't have that much money. I'm not going to get caught in the estate tax. Why do I need to worry about that? Well, you know, and here in Massachusetts, for a single individual, the threshold where it becomes a taxable estate is $1 million. So
it's interesting. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to finish my point. My point, Keith, is that, you know, people listening, you might be thinking like, oh, I'm okay, I don't need to worry about this stuff. But you really do. You really need to learn about how it affects you and learn about some of these strategies.
Yeah, and Massachusetts is actually a progressive tax. So the more money you have, the more money they want. And they do go backwards. So once your estate hits $1 million, and maybe you can elaborate on this as well, they retroactively go back to $1 and look at the whole estate rather than, you know, from that $1 million forward, right?
No, absolutely. That's, you know, to as you're saying, I mean, so here we are in Massachusetts, you know, and so unlike the federal, let's say currently, you know, about $11 million, how the federal one works is if you're over 11 million, if you're a dollar over 11 million, 11 million point $1, then that $1 gets taxed. But here in Massachusetts, if you're $1 million and $1, it becomes retroactive all the way back to dollar number one. And I mean, the other thing I was going to add to that too, so absolutely what you're saying is accurate. But also what blows my mind, Keith, and we always talk about this during our workshops, when we could do our workshops, is about how, you know, it hasn't changed. I mean, you mentioned progressive, and you're absolutely right. Like, it's a progressive tax where the more you make, the more you have to pay, or the more you die with, the more you have to pay, all the way back to dollar one, as we're just talking about. But they haven't changed that $1 million threshold since 2003. I mean, think of all that's happened since 2003, and it's still $1 million here in the Commonwealth.
Yes, you know, think about it. If you have a term policy for $1 million, $2 million, or a term policy and a, you know, a 401k or a home, and something, God forbid, were to happen to you, you could be caught up. It's as simple as that, to be caught up in this Massachusetts death tax, or be part of, or have some of that be taxable. So it's really important to understand, one, where you are, right? How, you know, take a look at your whole situation. That's what we do here at SHP Financial. It's most folks focus on investments. We want to look at the whole picture, because guess what? All of these things intertwine. There's strategies that need to be employed on all facets of retirement. So first is understand where you are. Then second is start to look at strategies that you can deploy, or look in the future at strategies that you might need to deploy, so that you can get an understanding of them, so you know how they work, and that you have the right strategy that's right for you, and more importantly, your family or the charity or whoever it is that you want your money to go to. So it's so important to understand these things.
No, well, that's the thing I was going to say, right? You just brought up the fact that term life is a, you know, becomes caught up in estate taxes. And I don't blame people, because people sometimes will think like, oh, life insurance, it's not a taxable event. It's like, well, not income tax wise, but it might, but the net, like the tax man's going to get you over here. So in, when it comes to the death tax or the estate tax. And so that's the thing you need to understand, because it's all interrelated. And when they talk about taxes going up and changes to your legacy and estate plan, you need to understand how it affects you personally, because they're going to write these laws and they don't know how it affects Keith Ellis personally, but you need to understand.
So the basics, you know, what we did is we created a webinar or like an educational series, and it's on our website, shpfinancial.com. You go there, you go to workshops and webinars. And really what we wanted to do is we wanted to put out some pertinent information to get the basics out there, as well as some individualized strategies. So if you go to the website, shpfinancial.com, if you want more information on this. When we get back from the break, we're going to dive deeper into a particular strategy called an islet. Look forward to talking to you after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. Just want to give you a quick recap of our previous segment. So Matt and I took a deep dive into the Massachusetts estate tax and helping folks understand what the Massachusetts estate tax is and the impact it can have. Now, like I said, we had a workshop webinar section on our website, shpfinancial.com. And there we want to, you know, offer you the opportunity to go and learn more about, you know, the Massachusetts estate tax, estate planning in general, high-level strategies, and more intricate strategies, so you can get yourself some education at that point on our website. So it's shpfinancial.com, excuse me, shpfinancial.com, and the tab is workshops and webinars. Just go there. There's quite a bit of information, but there are specifics dedicated to estate planning and estate planning tactics. So one of the things we definitely wanted to address on today's show is one of the five areas of our retirement roadmap. So we talk about income planning, investment planning, tax planning, which is huge, and that's where we just spent some time, as well as estate planning and then healthcare planning. Now, under each one of those quote unquote categories, which, you know, generalizes it, I think, a little bit, is more in-depth strategies. And one of the in-depth strategies that we use quite a bit to, you know, combat the Massachusetts estate tax or Massachusetts death tax, but also what we think is going to be happening in the future with the federal estate tax and federal death tax, is a strategy called an islet, or an irrevocable life insurance trust. Now, you can hold life insurance in there, not, but, you know, that's technically the term if you are going to have life insurance in this strategy. But it is a very compelling strategy, and it is a very highly used strategy for folks of higher net worth, again, to combat these two eventual taxes if their estate lies in the strike zone, I guess, you know, depending on where the federal estate tax lies. So we're joined here by Matthew Peck from SHP Financial, as well as myself, Keith Ellis. And Matt, you know, islets, we do quite a bit of them here. We educate our clients on them. We want to make sure that they understand the strategy, understand where it fits into their overall plan. You know, they have their income plan, they have their investment strategy, they have their basic estate plan. Now we've taken it to that next level. Why are ILITs so compelling, and why do they work so well?
No, great question, Keith. And just to go back to what you just said right there, you know, they have their basic estate plan in place. So if folks remember, if they're listening to our series, and certainly they can get, you know, past episode on our podcasts, you know, Attorney McManus mentioned, you know, the basic block and tackle of having a revocable trust, you know, where revocable trust can help minimize some of these taxes, and you still retain control. But there's the key word, you know, the fact that a revocable trust does a lot of it, but things can still be caught in the Massachusetts estate tax because there's still, the technical term is called incidence of ownership, but you still have some control over that asset, which means it might get caught in that net. So then we bring in the I in the ILIT, which is the irrevocable trust. Now, when you have an irrevocable trust, there are many different types of them, and that's why we work with attorneys to execute these. The good and the bad, the good news is that whatever goes into that irrevocable trust is now entirely out of your estate. So now it's no longer subject to estate taxes, both on a federal and a state level. Now, the bad news is that you have a little bit less control. So there's plenty of fine print, plenty of devil in the details, as they say. But just to stay high level, the, you know, anything that goes in is free and clear of estate taxes. And so then it says, okay, well, what should I put into an irrevocable trust? Well, as I said, whatever goes in, you sort of have a little bit less control over. Okay, so, and then you also have to be aware of different, you know, whether we're gifting, and there's other things to think about. So what a lot of people do is that they will put into an irrevocable trust up to the gifting minimum. And as most folks know or may not know, the gifting minimum is about $15,000 per spouse. So let's say, you know, myself and my wife, Diana, we do an irrevocable trust. I can put in $15,000 and she can put in $15,000. So now we both put in $30,000 into this trust. Okay, well, great. So all we did right now is we put $30,000 into a trust. We lowered our estate, but now the trust, now this irrevocable trust only has $30,000 in it. So, all right, well, how do I get the most bang for my buck? How do I kind of leverage this $30,000 gift that Diana and I just did to maximize the most that we leave behind? So that we build up this trust into, you know, as big as possible. Well, what's the normal system of doing pennies to the dollar? You know, where can I take a couple pennies and turn into a dollar? That's the LI. That's the LI in the ILIT. That's the life insurance part of it. Where now we're taking this $30,000 gift, you know, which is completely, you know, don't need to file any more extra tax forms or anything like that. And now this $30,000 is purchasing life insurance, where, again, everyone's situation's different. So I'm just going to, you know, throw out a random number. But let's just say that $30,000 then buys $1 million or $2 million worth of insurance. Now my $30,000 is now suddenly $1 million, and that $1 million is now out of the estate. That $1 million is now goes to our heirs and beneficiaries completely tax-free, income tax-free because it's life insurance, estate tax-free because it's in an irrevocable trust. And so the beneficiaries and the heirs of this, they can do whatever they want to do with it. Sometimes they'll use it for education. Sometimes they'll use that $1 million to help offset and to pay some of the estate tax that's still going to be present because we didn't have everything into the irrevocable trust. So I'm trying to stay kind of high level in regards to how it works. Obviously, there's plenty of information. You know, Keith, you mentioned our webinars, and that's why we sit down and walk people through these. But it's a great combination of legacy planning, tax planning, insurance, you know, bringing insurance and bringing as many instruments and tools at our disposal as possible. And it is, has been used for a long period of time, as you were saying. And it's just to go back and to finish that point, to go back to our last segment, a lot of people need to consider this. I mean, a lot of people are going to get caught in this tax net here in the Commonwealth and potentially on a federal level that you might think like, I don't have enough to consider these kind of complex strategies. Well, you might want to think again.
Good one. Exactly, Matt. I think the key thing that, you know, in that example that you just gave is that word that you used, and we use it quite a bit, is leverage. You know, how can you take what you've amassed, which is probably, you know, in most cases, if we're talking islets, a pretty good position that you're in, and even make it better, in our opinion. You know, leverage what you've created to now take that next step in regards to strategic planning and potentially, you know, take pennies and turn them into dollars, like you said, and that's called leverage. So again, you know, we want to offer the opportunity for folks to either come in, sit with us, you know, go to shpfinancial.com, schedule a time to come in and sit with us if you're interested in learning more about the strategy. But I think even, you know, what could be a little bit easier to help you learn about this strategy is, again, shpfinancial.com, workshops and webinars. There's a ton of information there for you. After the break, our retirement roadmap recap.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. Just in time for our Retirement Roadmap recap here at SHP Financial, Keith Ellis along with Matthew Peck, two of the co-founders and managers at SHP Financial. You know, today we spent a lot of time, especially that last segment we just did about in-depth strategies when it comes to looking at your estate, protecting your wealth against potential taxation, whether it's on the federal level or whether it's on the state level. And, you know, the state level is really the easier threshold to cross. And one of the strategies we talked about was an islet, or just starting to plan strategically to gift things or remove things from your estate to control the value of your estate to prevent taxation. So again, if this is something that, you know, kind of that spikes your interest and you want to learn a little bit more about this and where it can potentially fit, maybe you have an estate plan, you just need it reviewed. Maybe you have a base estate plan and you need to add to it. We have attorneys on our team, or, you know, that we work with, I should say, one in Woburn and one down here on the Cape and in Plymouth, that can really roll up their sleeves along with us to help you understand, one, if this even makes sense for you. It might not even make sense. Two, if it does make sense, where does it fit and what's the best strategy? So again, first thing is to get educated. How you get educated is maybe come in and visit with us or go to our website, shpfinancial.com. Again, we have that workshops and webinar tab. It's an easy way to start to get educated on a lot of this stuff. So thanks again for joining us, Matt. Now we're going to jump over to the retirement roadmap recap. Really what it is, it's our big two takeaways from today's show. So I'm going to kick it over to Matt. Matt, what's your big takeaway today?
My big takeaway is just, I want everyone really to remember how just interconnected all of these things really are. And just the importance, I know we say it a lot, but just the importance of having a comprehensive plan and just a comprehensive advisor, you know, or a firm that looks at all of these different things. Because I can just imagine, you know, whether you're listening, wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on the radio or podcast or whatever that may be, you know, you might be thinking, gosh, this strategy just sounds complex, sounds like it's, you know, not for me, or it sounds like I don't even need to worry about that. I mean, all of these things are affecting us, you know, whether it's taxes or whether it's, you know, what happens, you know, when it goes to the next generation. it's things are changing, you know, very fast. And if we don't have, if you don't have someone that's looking out, you know, on your behalf, you know, employing all these different ideas and all these different strategies and making sure that you're not missing any opportunities. I mean, that's really just what you need, because it's just all interrelated. You know, when you retire is going to be related to how much you leave behind, you know, which is what taxes are going to hit you the most. And so these are just all areas. They're all interrelated. So you need to make sure that you have somebody that understands all of that on your behalf.
Matt, honestly, I don't know if I could top that, because that was going to be my takeaway, or some variation of that, was going to be my takeaway as well. I guess what I would say is, you know, we talk about this each and every week. You know, you need a retirement roadmap or something like it, right? You need an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, a legacy plan. We talk about those high level pieces, but like really within each of those pieces, like Matt was saying, there's a lot that goes into each one of those. You know, today, you know, estate planning, the Massachusetts death tax, how to set up a trust, wills, healthcare proxies, power of attorneys, HIPAA forms, you know, and in this case, as you start to build wealth, other strategies that you layer on top of that estate plan, you know, like ILITs or irrevocable trusts or gifting. That's just one small piece of everything that we do that goes into each of the plans that we create. Because like Matt said, you know, really what we try to do for each of the family we work with is look in, is try to leave no stone unturned. You know, we want to take a look at the landscape, whether it's legislative or whether it's taxes or whatever it is, to try to see if there's ways that our clients can protect themselves, benefit from whatever it is. That's our job, you know, roll up the sleeves, get to work, and really put forth 2 to 3, 4 or 5 different strategies that can help benefit, you know, from where you are today to where you can go. So again, we thank you for joining us here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. We look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.